If anyone can tell you how challenging it is to trap a wolf, it's Rick Williamson.
These big hammers make it lots easier for digging.
Williamson is a carnivore biologist with Idaho's Department of Fish and Game. He recently retired from his position as a wolf management specialist with the federal government. He's teaching a class of about 25 people how to set a foothold trap.
Get the tension to hold this down, and then when you trip it, that's as far as
Williamson has spent over 30 years working with wolves in Idaho, and for about a decade, his 15-year-old grandson, Brett Swain, has tagged along.
It's awesome. We've had the most memorable times.
Thousands of miles together.
Yeah, we've been a long, long ways together, and we've had times, we were talking on the way down here about the time just a year ago when we was in the little tent in the middle of the night. The rain flap was off, the moon was coming up, and we could see the big lodge poles, and the wolves started to howl about 200 yards from our tent. And those kind of times, you can't forget.
Both men are amongst only a few who've ever tracked and trapped Idaho's elusive wolves.
I think he's had an experience that most kids his age, most guys don't ever have that experience, you know. And, you know, he's got to be pretty efficient. He can get the coffee done way early in the morning.
Patrick Carney is attending the class so he can purchase his trapping tags. He also traps with his grandson.
He's 7. Last year, me and my buddy Bill, we took him and he caught an otter. This year, he's got his trapping license, and about a month ago or so, he told me that he said, Grandpa, or Papa, he calls me, he said, the fur sale's coming up in January, and since I'm a full-time trapper, it's time that we need to get going.
Carney is the president of the Idaho Trappers Association. He's never trapped a wolf, but he agrees when Williamson calls trapping a dying art.
I think that would be one of the largest things I've done, is be able to bring the younger trappers on board and teach them what to do. Trapping is an art, and there's a lot of people that don't agree with it. And I've been lucky enough to be able to sit down with those folks, a lot of them, and show them what we're doing and respect their opinions, and they respect mine.
In the early 1800s, an expedition along the Snake River brought fur trappers to southern Idaho. And Patrick Carney says it's been part of Idaho's culture ever since.
People were trapping in this state before it was a state. Trapping's what opened up the West and most of this country. It's definitely part of Idaho.
But the thrill of the hunt and a thriving fur market in the Victorian era didn't always motivate trappers. In 1915, Congress appropriated $125,000, what today amounts to nearly $3 million, to remove predators, including wolves, from public lands. Wolves were trapped, shot, and poisoned to deal with livestock predation. The Department of Fish and Game believes the last wolf was killed in the Gem State in the 1930s. Williamson uses a drill to dig a bait hole about a foot and a half away from the trap he's just set. He wants to make it look as though an animal came through and dug up a tasty morsel. If you're going to catch a wolf, he says, you have to think like a wolf.
I think wolves are a prolific animal. They're sensitive to a lot of people. But they're just the mystique of dealing with wolves in general. And, you know, the look in their eye and, I have a lot of respect for wolves. I don't hate wolves. They are kind of a cool animal.
He sets the trap and buries it. Then he sticks 2 golf ball-sized stones on either side, and he lays 3 larger rocks around the hole he's just dug.
On a dirt hole, I like to use a 3-rock configuration. I've got sets that's caught several wolves. And it seems like you do this, you put a wolf turd right on here.
He's trying to get the wolf to step right between the stones. The odds of convincing a wolf to set its paw down right on top of the buried 3-inch metal pan are low. It's like trying to drop a grapefruit into a teacup that's resting somewhere within a management unit that is hundreds of thousands of acres in size.
I really like the way that's kind of a natural look for the stones. Versus poking sticks and pine cones and all that stuff.
It's estimated Idaho is home to more than 1,000 wolves today. Roughly the same number of trappers trap in Idaho each year. Among them, fewer than 100 wolf trapping tags have sold this year, but close to 300 people have taken Fish and Game's mandatory class. Patrick Carney says the Trappers Association pushed for the class because it's been nearly 8 decades since anyone other than federal wildlife officials has trapped a wolf.
Well, I'm not worried about the trappers out there, but new people that are just want to catch a wolf and they don't understand trapping and the concept and the basics of it, using the wrong equipment, that kind of stuff, could have caused us problems, and we didn't want to be in the spotlight in a negative way. We know this wolf issue is a very polarizing issue.
Because of the controversy involving wolf reintroduction and hunting and trapping, Rick Williamson says he feels a lot more pressure to perform well in this, Idaho's first ever official wolf trapping season.
But I think it's a more important task to help educate, you know, the people that want to be trappers, and teach them the importance of ethics and responsibility. And, you know, we are under a great magnifying glass.
Fish and Game is required to report trapped and hunted wolf numbers to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Since this summer, conservation groups have been trying to halt hunting and trapping in Idaho and Montana. They filed an injunction that's pending in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.